Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is Elder G. Bazaar standing in for Tim Jackson. He'll be on in about a half an hour. I'm going to hold up the fort, his program, every Saturday at 7 my time in Warren and 5-6 at Lubbock, Texas. So we are going on down there in Atlanta, Georgia, to Block Talk Radio, and I'll be holding the fort until he get back. He'll be bringing in a program. But before we go into the program, I'm all for a prayer for this program, that it'll be successful and someone may be able to understand this great salvation that Jesus Christ brought into the world. That was that he came to die for our sins, our past sins, our present sins, and our future sins. And when you come to know Jesus Christ, the Bible says you know that you pass from death to life because you love the brother. And the only love that you can love your brother is God's love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. And the only way that you can escape the damnations of hell and hellfire is not just going to church. It's not just doing good. It ain't do's and don't do's. It's repenting of your sins and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way that you can receive salvation that will last forever. Because when Christ saves you, he saves you forever. When he died, it was permanently. It was established that he died once for the sins of the world. There's no more dying. He's not going to die no more. He's not going to suffer no more. He's not going to be put on the cross no more. He did it 2,000 years ago, and it has the same power as it had in ancient time to this time and for eternity. If you want to be saved, you can be saved today. Today, you don't have to dress up and go to church. You don't have to pay your tithing. You don't have to do's and don't, can't do this. The thing is, you're a sinner. Make no difference what you do and what you don't do. You got to repent. You got to turn from your sins. And when Christ saves you, he saves you from all your sins. He saves your soul, your S-O-U-L, your soul, your spirit man, your inner man that lasts forever, that inner man that will never die. The only death that you will suffer if you die without Christ. That's the second death. The first death is the physical death. It's appointed once for men to die, and after death, it's going to be the judgment. You will be brought before the judgment, two judgments, judgment seat of Christ and the great white throne, the great white throne. That great white throne is a final judgment that covers from Genesis all the way through Revelation to the end of the millennium reign. What would happen is all the wicked dead. Now hear this. All the wicked dead will be resurrected from the grave to stand before the great white throne. You will find that in the 20th chapter of Revelation. The 20th chapter of Revelation, where Satan will be bound. He will be bound in the 20th chapter. Satan will be put in the bottomless pit. And the only sin that man will have to deal with is during the time of the millennium reign of Jesus Christ. And that would be the sin of unbelief. Unbelief. Now get this now. Unbelief is one sin. I want to let you know. There's one sin you can't blame on the devil and Beelzebub and all his wicked spirit. You can't blame this on the devil, because every wicked, low-down, dirty, malicious, foul demon spirits know that there is a God. They know that there is a creator. They know that what he did 2,000 years ago defeated them. They know they lost. They know they don't have a chance in a million and a quadrillion chance of being redeemed, because demons cannot be redeemed. Satan cannot be redeemed. All his fallen angels cannot be redeemed. The Nephilim can't be redeemed. Anything that's crossbreed with animals, anything that's crossbreed with fallen angels or wicked angels or angels that cohabitated with the human race back there in the book of Genesis, all those wicked spirits are unredeemable. Unredeemable. The blood of Christ is never be able to redeem demons and devils and Nephilim. Can't do it. Impossible. Impossible. The only thing that can be redeemed back to God is the human race. The human race is the only people, the family, from Adam all the way down to Eve, all the way down across BC, all the way across AD, and during the millennium reign. The only ones that can be redeemed are those that are born in the image and likeness of God physically. Kingdom of God, you must have a spiritual image of who God is. God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. Nothing sinful can stand before him. Nothing sin can live with him. Nothing. No sin will be able to stand before God. And so that's why God is going to give man the last opportunity during the millennium reign to prove to humanity that man must be born again. And there's one sin you can't blame on the devil, because the devils and demons believe and they tremble. They tremble. The only ones can be redeemed is those that's in the family of the human race and born a natural birth. In other words, male and female, not male, not angelic beings, not demons, not animals, nothing. It has to be in the image and likeness of God. And that came all the way down from Adam through Seth, through Noah, from Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. All the nations of the world were born in the image, but there was an insert in there. The demons, the devils tried to crossbreed. Listen, they tried to crossbreed with the human race, and they end up forming Nephilims. And these Nephilims, it has become demons. And these demons now is in the earth. They're in the prince power of the air. They're lurking, and they're destroying the human soul. They're trying to damn the human soul. And the only thing that can keep the soul of man and the spirit of man out of hell. Think on that. What is it that can keep man out of hell? What is it that can prevent man from going to hell? What is it? And what is it? Nobody but Jesus Christ. Nobody but Jesus Christ can save the soul, the spirit. But Jesus Christ is the only sacrifice that was ever given from the hand of God, from the mercy of God, from the love of God, from the long-suffering of God. He sent his only begotten Son. And let him be born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, baptized in the Jordan River, tempted by the devil, did the first miracle in Cana, walked with the disciples 3.5 years, told them, I must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things. What was he talking about? He was saying, I got to go to Jerusalem, and on the outskirts of Jerusalem, there's a hill called Mount Calvary. There's a hill called the Hill of the Skull. There's a hill called the Hill of Death. In other words, Jesus said, I got to meet death face to face on Mount Calvary. And good God Almighty, he met death on Mount Calvary. Death said, we're going to get rid of you. Satan said, we are going to mortify you. We are going to do what? Crucify you for the sins of the world. We're going to kill you so you won't be able to save mankind. But Jesus Christ said, look, this is what I come to do. I come to lay down my life. Because Jesus said, I got power to lay down my life, and I got power to pick it up again. And guess what? Jesus Christ laid down his life on Calvary's mountain, put in a grave, stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. On the third day, he got up. Oh, didn't he get up? He got up out the grave with what? All power. All power. All power in heaven and earth in his right hand. And now, Jesus Christ, by the mercies of God and the love of God, God was manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, justified by the Spirit, received up into glory. God himself brought salvation with his own arm, and now the human race can be saved. It can be saved. It's not saying that the whole human race will be saved, but the whole human race can be saved if men will come to Jesus Christ, if men will repent of their low-down, dirty, rotten, stinking sin, because sin stinks. Sin is abominable to God. God hates sin. He can't deal with sin. He can't say, sin, look, I'm going to let you come back into my presence. I'm going to let you come on back into heaven, Satan. I'm going to let all the demons come on back in there. No, that's a lying wonder. No sin will ever. Uh-oh. ever enter into the kingdom of God. And the only way that your sins can be washed, the only way that your sins can be blotted out, the only way that your sins can be sanctified and cleansed, that your soul will be perfectly saved, perfectly sanctified, perfectly justified, and perfectly in the arms of Jesus Christ forever, is through his shed blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Without the shedding of blood, there will be no remission of sins. I'm here to tell you tonight, we're living in the last days. We're living in a time just before the return of Jesus Christ. It'll be a 7-year gap between the rapture and the second coming of Jesus Christ. I'll say that again. It's going to be a 7-year period between the rapture and the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Amen,
the rapture
amen.
Is when Christ. The rapture is when Christ comes back to earth to get the church. That's the rapture. There's another phase. The second phase is after the 7-year tribulation is over, then Christ comes back with the church. I don't know what people think, that there's a mid-tribulation and there's a post-tribulation, and then some say there ain't no tribulation and there ain't no rapture. How in the world can you not read the Bible and see it plainly stated that Jesus said, in my Father's house, in the mansion, he said, now look, I'm going away to prepare a place for you, and if I go away, I will come again, and where I am, look here, where's Christ? When Christ comes back out of the church, where is he going to be? He's going to be in the heavenlies. He's going to be on the outskirts of Jordan. He's going to be on the outskirts of, I can fix it up for you, Jordan Avenue. He's coming on the outskirts of Jordan Avenue. And he's going to be suspended, and he's going to set up the judgment seat of Christ in the
what?
In the third heaven. Third
Amen.
Heaven, just on the outskirts of heaven. He ain't coming to earth at the rapture. See, you got to understand that. He's not coming to this earth and set up his kingdom. The kingdom will only be set up after the tribulation period.
Right.
After the tribulation period, then Christ will come back with the church. Oh, my God. With the church. Thank God. Amen for that. We have the brother just came in. I hear his voice in the background. I'm going to wrap
Amen.
It up in a few minutes, and then he's going to get back on Revelation. I believe it's Revelation 17 chapter. Amen. I know he wants to get back on that because I want to get back on that. But I want to let you know this year rapture is what? This next phase, the next great event. And there are events happening now that's leading up to the great event, and that is the return of the Jews, the building of the temple, the 5 red heifers, the drying up the Euphrates River, the war with six nations is getting ready to bomb Jerusalem now, which they're already bombing. You got the Third World War, which will be Gog and Magog. You got all these things that's happening. Plus, you got drug addicts. Plus, you got homosexuals. Plus, you got churchgoers. Plus, you got hypocrites. Plus, you got sinners
who trying to claim the name of Jesus Christ and don't know nothing about his power, don't know nothing about his love. They have a form of godliness, but they ain't got no power. They live in a two double standard of life. They're living in the world, come to the church, try to serve God at the church, and then go back home to the weekend, and they just party and they're doing everything. They cussing, they lying, they cheating, don't have no kind of understanding that they got a job to do, and that job is to what? Witness to the world. Tell the world. Tell the postman. Tell the mailman. Tell the express man. Tell UPS. Tell your mama. Tell your daddy. Tell your sister. Tell your cat and dog. Look, Jesus is real. Jesus is real. And he's getting ready to do what? The next great event that's going to strike the earth. And it's going to be wow. It's going to be out of sight. Let me tell you what it's going to be. It's going to be the most controversial thing that's talked about in the Bible, the rapture of the church, the born-again believers. The born, you didn't hear me say Baptist. You didn't hear me say Presbyterian. And I ain't got nothing against the Baptist because there's some saved in every church, some saved in every church. But there's some churches that ain't none saved, and that's the occult churches. That's the demonic churches. That's the church that people are worshiping Satan periodically. They're really worshiping the devil and calls themselves saying they're worshiping Christ. But the Bible says you cannot serve two masters. You can't be a saint on Sunday morning and be a devil on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can't be a true born-again believer unless you got a constant prayer life and you ain't praying to some Buddha. You ain't praying to some Islam. You're praying to Jesus Christ in the spirit. And you can't pray to Jesus Christ in the spirit until you know what the spirit is. The spirit is what? The third person, one God in the Trinity. People get hung up on the Trinity. Trinity means three and triune God. We got one God, triune, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And all three of them is the same one, but they have different offices. The Father is the Creator. The Son is the Savior. The Holy Spirit is the Comforter for the believer. Why? Because Jesus Christ died for sin, paid the price. Good God Almighty. You talking about the price is right? Jesus Christ made the price right. And it's right for you to repent of your sins and come to Jesus Christ. Because after that, the world is going to go horrifically disoriented. It's already oriented, but it's going to come disoriented. And when it comes disoriented, the brother's going to bring it on down about this here false church. This false church found in the 17th chapter of what? Revelation. Revelation, end time. The seven-year tribulation is the beginning of Revelation in the fourth chapter all the way over to the 22nd chapter. It fulfills everything that's yet to come. Go ahead, brother. You walk with that.
Amen, brother. All glory be to the Most High. It is a blessing to be here. Amen, brother. The days are counting down. Amen. I know for a fact that every day that I pray, I've been inserting in my prayer, Lord, come quickly. Amen. 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 Praise him. Amen. All glory
praise
be to the Most High God, Yahweh. And I think some believers, you know, depend on their mindset. You know, it's not a wrong thing to say that. The Bible says it. Says it in Revelation. And Paul
yes, it
said
does.
It several times. Amen.
Yes, it does.
Paul said it several times. That's right. That's right. Paul said it several times in his writings. Lord, come quickly. He said it. And
quickly.
I'm going to find those scriptures. Amen. But not right now. I may bring them back to you later in the show. Amen. But I want to talk about Revelation, the 17th chapter. But
all right. All right.
Amen. Amen, brother. But before I do, I have to, because this has been on my mind earlier this week when I was working, I was thinking about the executive order, and I forgot the number that it is, but you can just simply type in YouTube or Google, executive order by Joe Biden. You can just type that in, and you will see that they're ready to usher in the cryptocurrency. And I shared this a little over a year ago, how they have cryptocurrency ATMs. And I said I hadn't seen one yet, but it was a shock to me that they even existed. What I'm saying to you is, while we're watching sports, while we're watching TV shows, going on vacations, going on shopping sprees,
come on now,
out to eat, while we are so distracted by the world, Lucifer and the fallen angels and the demons from hell have people, certain people selected in this world, doing their evil bidding.
Yes, sir, brother.
They are working so much. They are wielding so much evil. You couldn't even imagine the evil that's going on behind the scenes. Amen.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
This is real. This is true. The
this
only
is real.
Way that they're going to be able to, amen, amen, you better know it. The only way that they're going to be able to usher in the 666, which is the mark of the beast, okay, is
yes,
with
sir.
Cryptocurrency. They cannot be successful with the dollar bill.
No.
They can't be successful, amen,
nope.
with change. You know, you got pennies, you got nickels, you got dimes, you got quarters. You can't do it. But with the world system, this is why we keep saying, and this is why I said last week on the show, why now, why this time? My dad used to always say when I was a boy that he believed that Christ was going to come back in the 21st century, which is now, in this next 2,000 years. Amen. Me and the brother have been preaching this for years. Every 2,000 years, something, according to the Bible, according
yes, sir,
to Yahweh, amen.
Yes.
Amen. A great event takes place. We are here. Amen.
Yes.
It's every 2,000 years. It ain't every 2,600 or 25 or 2,300. It's every 2,000 years. We are in that next 2,000 years. And as
come
the brother
on, preacher.
Said, God is always on time.
On
amen.
Time.
He's on time.
On time.
God has a calendar. Amen. And we believe that he is on his way back. Now,
oh, yeah.
I want to. Amen. I want to call your attention to some scriptures before I go.
Go ahead.
Because what I'm going to do, I'm going to try to have some time to come back into Revelation 17, but at the latter part of the show. Because this has been on my heart, because I'm looking at all the things that happened, all the wicked, evil things, and they just got people blind. Like the brother said, people in the church, people playing games, nobody studying God. Is that like it says in the Bible? When man will be partying and having fun, be ignoring God when Christ returns.
Yes!
This is real. This is true. So let me go ahead and read the scripture to you. Let's go to Revelation, the 13th chapter.
All right.
And I want to look at verses 12 through 18. Revelation, there it is. Revelation, 13th chapter, verses 12 through 18. Watch what it says.
Go ahead, brother.
It says, and he that doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on
yes.
the earth in the sight of men. Now, one thing that is very important to realize, and as the brother said in the very beginning of the show, because I was listening, amen, while I was trying to get me something to eat, I was listening. amen. I was listening, and what the brother was saying was, you know, people, the church is not, they're asleep. Amen.
Sleep.
They're not paying attention. The church is asleep.
Right.
Amen.
That's
so,
right, brother.
What you have to realize is that the devil is working behind the scenes. Amen. Amen.
Yes, he is.
Amen. He's working behind the scenes, and he wants you to stay asleep. He wants
sleep.
You to stay on this track to where you're not paying attention. Now, I'm going to read verse 13 again. Because like the brother said, the church will not be here.
Come on.
Amen. Like he
come
said,
on,
you don't know what people are getting some of this stuff. The church, it's important that people hear this because you got so many preachers out here. And I'm like you, brother. I don't know where they studying out of. I've heard it for years. And I never understood. Even now, I still kind of hear the you know this nonsense is what I have to call it.
Come on,
the church is going to be
come
here.
On.
through the great tribulation. And we showed you time and time again. I'm not going to spend that much time on trying to prove to you or show you scripture on that today. But I want, what I want to share with you is Revelation, the 13th chapter, verse 12. And he exercised all power of the first beast before him and called and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. The church won't be here when usher in the 666. In fact, 3.5 years will be in the past that the church has already been gone 3.5 years.
Come on, preacher.
Before, amen, before Lucifer enforced through the beast, the mark of the beast. Amen. Now watch this.
Come on, preacher.
Verse
15
says, and he doeth great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Verse 14. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. Now, this image, if you remember Nebuchadnezzar, amen, he image of himself. And when they used to play the music and the drums and everything, the people had to bow down. Don't you know that, they're in the process of doing that? And I wonder what this image is going to be. Some people believe it's going to be a hologram. Some believe it's going to be a giant, some type of robot. We don't really know exactly, but it's going to be some type of image of this beast. It may be an image on the, of the person on their phone, on your TV. We don't really know. AI. Amen. The book said artificial intelligence. Amen. The artificial intelligence has just been revealed to us. Amen. Over the, really this year. Amen. Now, we've been knowing about artificial intelligence for many years. I've always heard about artificial intelligence because I play video games. I've always heard about artificial intelligence as far back as 23 years ago when the first PlayStation 2 came out. And the guys used to tell, amen, it was on it. They used to always talk about how it was called artificial intelligence. We said, well, what is artificial intelligence? What it is that the computer, amen, has an artificial intelligence. It has an assimilated intelligence like a human being. And it can read things and respond to what it's told to do. Now, danger and what we are seeing that this, I know everybody's talking about me. My brother was watching the news the other night, but I saw it the day before he had came on the news.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Amen. Amen. I had to sneeze. Amen. And the I think he's not the CEO. He's the guy over Google. Amen. That created the AI.
Yeah.
Now, what's so funny about this, and many of you, if you've been listening to us for the past 3 years, I remember when 2020 happened. I had talked about this on one of the shows because when I used to work at the bank, one of the IT guys told me this, and I shared it with you guys on the air. He said people at Google, which is this guy that just resigned, they said that they create the AI on Google and they turned it on. Well, AI is done through the computers. It reads information, processes information. And what it could do, these computers can gather so many millions
megabytes,
and millions of information. Amen. Megabytes. That they can just gather all this information in so many seconds. Well, when they turned their AI on in Google, it was doing more than what they had thought it could do. It was doing things and doing more than responding. In other words, these computers have the ability to tell other computers what to do, to carry out orders. That's a very dangerous thing.
Lord.
Because all it takes is for a human hand to create a robot. And when you create that robot, which has artificial intelligence, there's a greater AI robot or AI that tells that robot, hey, build more robots. That's dangerous. So once man turn it on and set that in motion, that's very dangerous because then these computers, they think far faster than we can. Because one thing that they was talking about last night was, are these computers more intelligent than man? I don't believe that they're more intelligent than man. It's just that they can process more information.
Now you can read faster,
and that's what makes them dangerous, because we are the greatest being that God has created. But
yeah,
the man has figured out a way to make them process information so fast, and that is so dangerous because you allow them to access all this information. They're not like humans like us to forget. They store all that data or data. They store it within their system, which is like their mind, and they can respond. They know when to put things out. And they say now the AI is dangerous because people are now frauding people and stealing people money through AI. It is dangerous. Amen. And so you see that, amen, back in this verse 14 when it says that they should make an image to the beast. Amen. The brother hit the nail right on the head.
Come on,
AI.
Fix it.
And we can see revelation unfolding. Right, we are right smack dab. We're about to see the great tribulation. We'll be gone, but the great tribulation, we highly believe, is about to kick off sometime soon. Now, I want to read verse 15, and I'm going to stop. Amen. We'll come back to this. And it says in verse 15, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and call, that as many would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Now,
listen,
the beast in there will still have control over this what? AI system. But, amen, they're going to have it to where man has to bow down and worship the image of what? The beast.
The beast.
AI is going to be the image of the beast.
Yeah,
yeah. Amen. Now, I want to share something else with you. Amen. Before I go on, I want to share something. Let's go to Joel, the book of Joel. Yes, sir. The book of Joel, the second chapter. Amen. I got it marked out. Verses 28 to 32. Amen. Now watch this. Amen. Watch this. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids. In those days I will pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord. So this is telling you right there in verse 31 when this is going to take place. Well, the day of the Lord is the time period of the tribulation.
Yes,
amen.
It is.
Amen. It says in that great terrible day, and that's what, amen, after reading and studying, I said, oh, because some people make the error to believe that this is in our time. No, this is not in our time. And another key that gives you, that lets you know this is going to be during the time of the tribulation, is in when verse 31 says, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. That is also in the book of what? Revelation. So we know what this is. Amen. We know what this is referred to. This is referred to Revelation, amen, 6 and 12. We'll go over that in a little bit. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. This is talking to Israel at the very end. As the brother said, the last of that week. Amen. The last of that week. Amen. That the last of the 7 years that the Israelites will have to what? Witness to the world. And this is going to take place. Israel is going to have to witness to the world. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Man,
yes,
I tell you what. You do not want to be here when the great tribulation kicks off. Lord have mercy.
You don't.
And I
think
we said it so many times over the past. And if I can turn over to the brother, over the past 3 years that we have been preaching on this and hammering this in eschatology and revelation, we don't want you to be lost. Amen. We see so much push And you know, it's a funny thing because, you know, when you're on social media and you hear stuff of people, the gay community, when I say, there's a reason why they're called gay pride. When I say they are very prideful, they are prideful like their father, the devil. Lucifer was full of pride. And you hear some of the things that they say and speak out of their mouth. And they're slandering God. Amen. They do. They have real bad with joking and slandering against God. And I remember on my job the other week, I heard this guy, because he's gay, and he was just making some slanderous comments. And I was just thinking to myself, I said, man, all thing I can tell you, because you know you have to be careful on these jobs, because on these jobs they don't want you to preach to people and speak. It ain't like it used to be. I remember in the early 2000s, we used to correct people. Gay or dissenters. I mean, we would correct people, and nothing was said. And then all of a sudden they rolled out this memo. I'll never forget. They said that we couldn't say anything to people that were gay, that was offensive to them. We couldn't say anything about God or influence God on people no more. We couldn't preach to people. In fact, we used to remember when I was working in this corporate company, brother, 23 years ago, we used to actually have a meeting, and we would. We'd go in for 15 minutes on our break. Everybody going to, we have like a little Bible, a lot of Bible. You can't have those no more, John. And what reminded me of that long time ago was when this guy said what he said the other week at the job. I was like, man, I said, Lord, you know, all thing you can do is pray for people, because you can't go up and tell people no more. Everybody's offended by certain things. You know, they got so many rights now. You can get fired on your job. You can lose your job just for telling people certain things. It's a sad time that we in. And the world has completely... Amen. Just about completely turn this back on God. Amen. I'm going to turn your attention back over to the brother. Amen. Go ahead, brother. I'll turn it up.
All right, brother. All right, brother. You talk about that AI, artificial, fake information. And the devil's good for fake information. Fake information can get you killed. Fake information can steal your bank account. Fake information can get in your business and buy a house off of the information. That's AI. And this year, this statue that this Antichrist, this beast, the false prophet is going to set up in Jerusalem, because that's going to be the headquarters of the New World Order. It's coming out of Jerusalem. It's coming out of Rome, Italy. Italy would be the false church. The false church is going to be headed by the Pope. The Pope is going to interject into the Antichrist and let the world know that this here man is really God Almighty. And when the Pope propagate that this man is God Almighty by the fake resurrection that is going to occur in the middle of the tribulation, and it's going to be real. It's going to be real, realer than you can walk the face of this earth. He's going to take control of every internet, every YouTube, every Twitters, every NBC, ABC. It's going to be horrific. And the last 3.5 years. And I say again, the church of the living God will not participate in nothing containing the wrath of God. We are going to escape the wrath of God by the cross. In fact, the 7-year tribulation is mainly, listen at this. You see, you got a lot of theologians. You got a lot of bright guys that talking about they know the Bible. They don't know no Bible. They talking about the Israel is the church going to take the place of Israel. No nation, no church can take the place of Israel. Israel is because Jesus Christ came to Israel. The Bible was written through Israel. And the nation that God used upon the face of the earth ever since the beginning of Abraham, running on down to Seth, running on down to Shem, on down to David, is the Jews were God's unique people in order to show all the heathen nations. Listen to what I'm saying.
Amen.
If you're born outside of the children of Israel, you are considered a heathen. All Gentile nations are heathens. They're mad. They're sick. They got all kind of gods. They got a god. They serve a rock, alligators. They look at the moon. They worship the moon. They worship themselves. They worship sex. They worship drugs. They worship anything
other than the true living God. And God put Israel on this planet, number one,
Amen.
To receive the word of God, that the Bible may be written, and that Jesus Christ, the royal seed from glory, came down here and died for the sins of the people, went back to heaven, and to show the other heathen nations there's only one, only one true living Almighty God that controls
Amen.
The universe. Now, one thing God seems like he's got a problem with is to control man. And the reason that he controlled man, because man said, I don't want to be controlled by God. God ain't getting
Amen.
Up in my business.
Amen.
I'm going to do what I want to do. If I want to change the word of God, I'm going to change it. But what you're doing, you're changing your soul to be fit for hell. Because you can't take nothing out of the Bible and you can't add nothing. Whatever is written is written. And now we're living in a time that people have thrown the Bible away. But you know something? You know who is accepting Bibles today? Let me tell you. China, Russia, those heathen nations that don't know nothing about God, they are buying Bibles and they're giving to these people, and they are getting saved in other countries. Why, America was established on the Bible. America was preached to from 1776 until 2023, and America has shut the Bible up. They've shut churches up. They've shut soul-winning programs up. And guess what? Americans feel like they don't need God. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. America
Amen.
Is headed for to hit the rock of Gibraltar. They're going to hit the rock from glory. They're going to come head on, head on, head on with Jesus Christ. What are you going to do? Uh-oh. What are you going to do when the rapture occurs if you're left here? What are you going to do when the sky opened up at the end of the tribulation and you see Jesus Christ coming from there? What are you going to do? You're going to run to the hills. You're going to cry out. You're going to pull the hair out of your head. You're going to go insane. And we see the insanity now. People are going insane, killing and murdering and raping and taking little 9- and 10-year-old girls, using them for prostitutes. They're killing babies, using the fetuses for scientific experience. They're using little babies and sacrificing them. And I don't told you before, they're drinking their blood, they're drinking their own urine, they're eating their own feces, and they're worshiping demons and devils, and they're worshiping Nephilim. They're worshiping every foul spirit that has put before us. And only we see is what the devil is doing by what we see, the school killings, the rape. We see people driving up in people's driveway getting shot. We see people at the nightclubs getting shot. We see people at the church door coming out mad at each other, and people in the church carrying guns. Yeah, they ain't living in fear. But if you're a child of God, if you're real, oh, good God Almighty, if you're a real child of God, you will quote what David quote. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not
Amen.
He said, he leadeth me beside the still water. He said, yeah, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. The world is turned upside down, but the evil don't fear me, because I know the rod and staff is with me. And what we're saying now, we're seeing the after effect. We're seeing a prelude. We're seeing something like a rehearsal that's getting ready to stand out. And what the brother was saying about Biden making an executive order for the Bitcoin, I've seen a couple of Bitcoins around in my area where you put your money in and you get a Bitcoin. That's nothing but the devil, because the cashless system is on its way. You ain't going to have no cash. You're going to have a credit card. From the credit card, it's going to come from the mark of the beast. When you get that mark of the beast, going to have all kind of information in about you. And if they want to program you in on a program on AI, they can get you. They can find you. But if you refuse the mark of the beast and the mark of the beast, now I'm telling you right now, the mark of the beast is about 3 years away. 3 years away. They already got it set up. It's already been told by scientific, by philosophers and theologians and physicians. Say, look, they have said it already. They said this world cannot last another 10 years. It won't last.
Amen.
It's out. It's going out the back door. It can't survive under this kind of living and on this kind of rebellion against the Almighty God. The Bible said righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people. That means when you sin against God, you bring a reproach up on yourself. You don't see marriage today just sticking. You see men swapping wives. You see threesome going to bed. You see oral sex all up in the church, people discussing it, people laughing at it, people joking up, saying we having fun. You see drug addicts knowing that they're going to hell, still taking drugs. They won't repent. And in the book of Revelation, it gets so bad. Listen to this. It gets so bad. In the last 3.5 years, and God is going to bring judgment on the wicked. And he's going to bring judgment on them. He's going to twist their arm, twist their leg, twist their neck to get them to repent. And you know what the world going to say? I'm gonna get a little vulgar now. They're gonna tell God, because they're already vulgar against God. They're gonna say, "The hell with you! I'd rather suffer. I'm not gonna repent. I'm still gonna do what my stuff do until I get to hell. Because when I get in hell, then I'm gonna say I want to change. And there's no changes in hell. The only change you gonna get, woo! Only change you can get is while you're alive." Don't pass it up. Jesus is coming again.
That's
right.
And by
his coming again, it tells us that when he do come, there's going to be a false world church. It's already in the making.
That's right.
Israel is known for 7 years that God said, "I'm going to deal with you." 7 years, because I owe Jewish people, I owe Israel 7 years. I dealt with them 483 years, and they were cut off at the cross. And by them cutting off the cross, I wasn't able to fulfill that, because they nailed me to the cross. When they nailed me to the cross, they tell me they nailed him. They nailed him. And when they nailed him, they hung him. When they hung him, they laughed at him. When they hung him, they said, "If you be the Son of God, come on down off the cross, you so big and bad." And Jesus Christ looked down on them and said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." He said, "Father, receive my spirit." He dropped his head between the locks of his shoulder and gave up the ghost, went down into the bowels of hell, preached to those in prison 3 days and 3 nights. After the third day came out, early Sunday morning, he got up out the grave and said, now I got all power in heaven and earth in my hand. And he said, "I died to save the sinner man. That's what I did. I died for the sins of the world." And the world is saying, "Huh, I ain't worried about going to hell. There ain't no such thing as hell anyway. God ain't going to put me in hell." That's true. God ain't going to put you in hell. You're going to put yourself in there. How can I put myself in hell? Reject Christ. Go to church all the time. Never have a changed life. Never been redeemed. You never repented. You never confessed your sin. You never stood up for Christ. You scared to say him. You might say Jesus in the church, but when you get on the outside, you act like you got lockjaw. A lot of people got lockjaw. Their lips get loosened in church, but when they get outside in the streets, they got lockjaw. I don't know him in the street. That's right. Because you don't know him at all. Because if you know him in your heart, you'll tell it on the street. You'll tell it on the corner. You'll tell it to your mama. You'll tell it to your daddy. You tell them that Jesus Christ is what? Coming back again.
Amen.
He's not coming back to shoot pool. He's not coming back to play hopscotch. He's not coming back to play checkers. He's not coming back to play dominoes. He's not coming back to take you down to Las Vegas and gamble your money up and come back to the house of God talking about, "Honey, I tried to win, but I lost all my money." That's right. But let me tell you, losing your money ain't bad. But if you lose your soul, what profit a man? What profit a man that gain the whole round world and die and lose his soul? Wake up, church. Wake up, world. Wake up, sinner man. Wake up, backslider. Wake up. And I know the Lord can save you once. He can't save you 3 times. He can't save you 4 times. He can't save you 20 times. He saved you once. One time salvation. There's no other way that a man can get saved but the name of Jesus Christ.
Because if you receive true salvation and you come up and say that you lost again, you need to check your word. You need to check your soul.
Right.
Because the Bible said Jesus Christ brought everlasting redemption. He redeemed my soul forever. I never, never, never can be unsaved again. I can't be unsaved again. If I be unsaved again, then the power of the blood of Jesus Christ don't have no power. But it got power. Got more power than the locomotive. Got more power than the AAA bomb and the T-bomb. It got more power to change your life from hatred to love, called the love bomb. Let the love bomb drop on you. You need the love of God. The love of God passes all understanding. If a man say he love God and hate his brother, he's a liar, and the truth is not in him. So
that's
there's
right.
two churches that we're dealing with now. We're dealing with the true church, and we're dealing with the false church. I'm in the true church, not the church down the road, but I'm talking about the church that Jesus Christ purchased with his own blood. I'm looking for Christ to come. I'm going to give it to the brother. Give me about 5 minutes. Here we go. Look at this. Check this out.
Amen.
2020, 2030 is the end of one generation. That's the end, 2030.
Mm.
2030 says that Jesus Christ will be here 2030. Now, we don't know when the rapture is going to occur. But the way the scriptures are talking to me, the way I read the Bible, the way I study the Bible, the way I pray over the Bible, the way I ask God to give me wisdom, 2023 is the year in which the rapture will occur, because if it occurs 2023, 7 years later, it puts you in 2030. And if it puts you in 2030, that means the full seven-year tribulation that was made for the Jews, because the brother
Amen.
Said a little ahead of time that the Jews has yet to do a great mission. And that mission is to proclaim the true Messiah. And the true Messiah will be proclaimed by 144,000 Jews that's in Jerusalem now, and nobody know where they at. Thank God, because there's a lot of people coming up talking about they Jews. They do. They special. God got his people already chosen. And then you got the two witnesses that's going to preach in the last part of the great tribulation. You see, there's a tribulation, and then there's the great tribulation. The tribulation, the beginning, is the first 3.5 years. The latter part is called the great tribulation.
Come on,
and that's when the devil is set loose. Every rotten demon, low down, conniving, malicious, murderer, liar, cheat, we're going to be set loose from the Euphrates River. The Euphrates River is drying up. The Bible tells me that when the Euphrates River is dry up, they tell me God is getting ready to set loose four angels in the Euphrates River, and they are hollering now. I wish I could get a plane and fly over there by the Euphrates River and let your ear hear what's going on in them caves underneath there. They tell me they can hear chains rolling. They can hear men. They can hear demons crying out to be set loose. And the Bible tells me that since the world don't want God, since they don't want his love, since they don't want his mercy, since they don't want his sacrifices, God said, all right, I'm going to give you who you worship. I'm going to let you have who you worship. And the world today say, give me Satan. That's what the world is saying. Give me the devil.
Mm.
That's what the world is saying. Oh, I love the devil. I love the devil because he got all kind of goodies for me. Yeah. It ain't good enough for you to go to heaven, but it's good enough to put you in hell. And folks say, well, I'll go to hell. But I'm not going to stop having my women. I'm not going to stop lying and cheating and backbiting. I ain't going to stop. No, I ain't stopping. In fact, the hell with all this unrighteousness, the hell with all the blood of Jesus. Oh, they just slandering the Lord. And the Lord said, whatever you sow, you're going to reap it at the end. Ain't nobody going to get away. The whole world is going in a tangent. But thank God,
this year is a critical year. This year is when the trumpets are going to blow. And this
Amen.
Is the year that the Jews have been waiting for 2,600 years. They've been looking for the blow this trumpet, and they do blow it, but for 2,600 years, they didn't blow the trumpet. And the only time they start blowing the trumpet was when 1948. And 1948, every September, they would blow the trumpet looking for the return of Christ. Now we in 2023, and now the Jews are saying, we got the trumpets, we got the temple ready, we got the high priest ready, we got the goats and the turtle doves ready, the five heifers ready, everything is falling in place, we got the Euphrates River drying up, we got Russians getting ready to attack us, we got six other nations getting ready to attack us. What are we going to do?
Come on, Doctor.
And
come
Israel.
On.
What the church is going to do? Where's the preachers at? Come on, preacher. Preach the gospel, not gossip. You preaching motivation speeches. You preaching how much you got. You preaching this. You ain't preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. For heaven,
right.
for heaven, I've gained. I'm trying to shun hell. And the world today is saying, I'm trying to shun heaven because I want to go to hell. But when you get there, and I'm closing, I'm going to give it to the brother. When you get there, don't come crying on my shoulder. And I'll
amen.
Love every one of you out there. Don't cry on my shoulder. This brother and I, amen, he's putting everything he got into this. He's investing his soul into this. I'm a retired preacher.
Amen.
Not retired from the gospel, but I'm retired from working. And we're working this thing together. Sometimes he might not be able to be here. I got to fulfill his spot. Sometimes I can't be there. He got to fulfill my, because this is urgent.
Amen. That's right.
This is urgent. This is more than a police running down the road with red lights on, flashing, going 110 miles an hour to catch a crook. This is more urgent than you can shake a stick at. This is more urgent than atomic bombs.
That's right.
But how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Apostle Paul said this, confess with your mouth, believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
That's right.
And thou shalt be saved. In Jesus' name. Grow with it, brother. Go with it, brother.
Amen. Amen. All glory be to the Most High God. Brother, all I can say is that I'm excited, brother. I'm excited.
I
love the word.
I know you are.
Amen. I love the spiritual wisdom and knowledge that the Most High has imparted into you. Brother, this is excitement. This is an exciting time for the church, for the saints. Amen. Amen. It mystifies me that when I preach this gospel, that some of the church people come up and tell me, brother, you scared me. Amen.
Yeah, need to be scared.
Amen. Amen. It ain't about boasting or bragging. It ain't me. I ain't did nothing, brother, but simply teach the word of God, which was given to me through the Holy Spirit.
Come
and
on,
our job is to simply give you the truth because we want you to become saved. We don't want nobody to miss out. Amen. Because this is the only message that needs to be preached 90% of the time in the churches.
Come on.
Amen. In the churches, the preachers, amen, the teachers, the evangelists, amen, the bishops,
come
the overseers,
preachers.
The pastors need to preach this message. This is a high, like the brother said, this is an urgent. You ever see them? You ever see it on TV or sometimes in the hospital when it's urgent? It's called code red.
Yeah.
Amen. Some places it's called code blue. Amen. But this right here is urgent. This is urgent. The world has no clue what's about to happen. And
come
I
on.
Said what I said a while ago about the gay pride community, because if most of them knew what was about to hit this planet, they would change their soul. They would change their life, give their soul to God in a heartbeat. If the man
in the heart of
them that loves to commit fornication, adultery, if they knew what was about to take place, they would change their soul. They would give their life. They would change their life and give their life to Christ in a heartbeat.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen. It's about to be a terror on this planet. We can't say it enough.
Enough.
You remember that? You remember that video? What was that video Michael Jackson had? The Thriller. Remember
the Thriller?
The Thriller.
The Thriller.
Amen. You remember when them folks got up out the grave?
Yeah, yeah.
They start dancing. Yeah, start dancing. Amen. Hey, it's going to be Fright Night. But, man, it ain't going to be nothing. It's going to be Fright Night on this
Fright
planet.
Night.
Demons are going to possess souls. You got the scorpions that are going to come up and attack men. And men cannot die. Men are going to be trying to commit suicide. They're going to be trying to everything that they can to get rid of themselves because they're going to be in so much pain and agony. And we say all the time, who wants to go through that?
Who?
Amen. Who wants to go through that? Five months, brother, I tell you right now, I don't like being in pain, not even for a few minutes. Amen.
Yeah.
More or less to be in pain for 5 months. Lord have mercy. It's no wonder that those people will try to kill themselves. So the Bible said that they will try to find death. You know what that means? That means that they want to die. That means they want to die and try to commit suicide and can't die. Death's going to flee from it. Death's going to be running from them. I'm telling you, man, if death has to run from you, you know it's going to be something terrible.
It's going to be awful,
on the planet. If death, amen. You better know it. If death has to run from you, you know it's going to be a terrible time on this earth.
Ninth chapter of Revelation. Yep. Ninth chapter.
Amen. Amen. Ninth chapter. Amen. The ninth chapter. Let's go to that real quick. We got a little time.
Go ahead. Talk about it.
Amen. Revelation, the ninth chapter. Let me go there real quick. There it is.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise Amen. God. From whom all blessings flow.
Amen. I'm gonna read verses 4 and 5 of Revelation, the ninth chapter. The seven trumpets. Now, there are some things that John couldn't reveal to us. There were some things that Daniel couldn't reveal. There are some things that won't be revealed until it's time. And the tribulation kicks off. My gosh. Man, all we can do is pray for those souls that are lost. Because there's going to be some things that's not revealed to us. There's so many things not revealed to us. Amen. Because you got to understand, the book of Revelation, amen, is a mystery. It's a mystery book.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
you have to study and research and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal some things to you. Revelation.
Yes, sir, brother.
Amen. Revelation in the ninth chapter, verse 4. And it was commanded them that should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads.
Come on.
And to them it was given that they should not kill them. Now listen to this. It was given them that they should not kill them, but they should what? Be tormented 5 months. So they're not going to kill you. You're going to want to die because of the pain. And I've never been stung by a scorpion. One of my older brothers said he was stung by a scorpion, and he said it hurt. He said it's a sting. And you know, like needles rushing through your blood. Now, I don't want to feel. I don't know what that feel like, but I don't want to experience none of that pain. Amen. Amen. I've been stung by a wasp and a bee, and that hurts enough.
That's enough.
So I can only imagine. Amen. But I can only imagine what it feel like to get stung by a scorpion. Amen. But watch this. It says in verse 5, says, and to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months.
Yeah.
And the torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh the man. Lord have mercy. Watch verse 6. Watch what verse 6 says. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall what?
Flee.
Now you know that's bad, that death got to run from you. Death like, I don't want I don't want nothing to do with you. Amen. I don't want nothing to do with you. Amen. You in trouble. Amen. Because we see the wrath of God that's coming down on me. Like the brother said, you got the tribulation, and then you got the great tribulation. Man, let me tell you right now, as the children of God, We don't like the world. We hate the world system. We hate sin. We don't want to be here for neither one of them. the tribulation.
No, 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 no.
The great tribulation.
No way, Jose. No.
Amen. We don't want to be. People think they're gonna be celebrating and jumping up and down the very first part of the grip, but once they finally get a whiff of what's coming, Lord have mercy.
Have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Have mercy.
Amen. I want to go back over to Revelation.
All right.
Amen. I'm gonna come back and do the 13. We're gonna do some more on that. I'm gonna do some more on that, but I want to talk to you about Revelation, the 17th chapter, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm gonna hear that.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And mainly, I want to go to 18 because
okay.
What we have to realize is that this one world government that's coming, we see it coming, the world, one world economy. So what you're gonna have is the one world government. We saw an example of that in 2020. With the coronavirus, amen. We
all
saw examples because when that virus hit, what they tell everybody to do, they send out a mandate, a government mandate, governing mandate all over the world that the whole world had to comply and do what? We had to wear a mask.
Yeah,
that was a mandate. That's your one West example of your one world government working together and saying, hey, their influence and their influence and telling their people. In their countries, in their nations, you have to wear a mask. You go out in public and shop, you got to be 6 feet apart. You got to have your mask on. You also see the examples of the 666, the buy and sell.
Yeah.
Or do no business if you don't have no mask on. Amen?
That's
we
right.
Also saw, we see the one world economy coming.
Yes,
Joe Biden just issued he just issued the executive order. That now that all the banks are going to transition from cash to cryptocurrency, this is what they're trying to say as an excuse. See, you always got some type of excuse to try. See, this is how the devil works. The devil has to be subtle. He can't be ugly, because if he's ugly, a lot of people will rebel.
That's right.
If he give it a reason, amen. Yeah. A lot of people will rebel, but he has to say, well. The reason why we're getting rid of cash because of so much crime, so much stealing, people get into bank accounts. So we're gonna use cash. Then another thing that they said, brother, is this gonna prevent germs. Brother, we've been dealing with money for thousands of years. I don't know where they
come
get
on,
that from.
Come on, preacher.
that's one of the things that they're saying. As to why they have to get rid of cash, they have to be subtle. They have to be nice about it. They have to come up with a good excuse, which they think is good. Amen. It has to be like they can't say, "Oh well, we fix the issue in the world, one world government," because it's easy to hack cryptocurrency money. They can cut off your money anytime. You don't comply. You don't pay off your taxes. You don't do certain things. They can shut your money off just like that.
Come on, preacher.
Come on now. It don't matter about you having $15,000 or $15 million in the bank. They can cut off your access to your money anytime they want to.
Tell the truth.
Ain't nothing you can do about it once they do it. This is the world. This is what the world is coming to. And in their mind, they think because Lucifer has got them fooled, he has blinded them into believing that this is a new age, a new world order, and just
come
like
on.
It's been in the past. It's going to last for thousands of years.
Yeah.
But I got some news for you.
Come on,
my Lord and Savior, he's going to come back and put an end to all that nonsense.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Before he come back and put an end to it, what he's going to do is he's going to get the church out of here.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah, brother. Hallelujah. See, I got to take the church out of here. The church is going to be gone when this nonsense is kicked off.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. Yeah, we won't be here.
No, sir.
You got your guillotines, your mass murder. You got all your plagues in the book of Revelation. You're not going to want to be here. You're not going to want to be here. Amen. You got your mark of your beast. But guess what?
Uh-huh.
At the end of that seven-year period,
come on, preacher.
Like the brother said at the beginning of the show, Christ's going to return. He ain't going to touch the earth the first time. He come back and get the church. He ain't going to touch the earth. the second time he's coming back. He's going to put an end to this satanic, Luciferian,
hallelujah,
satanic, evil,
thank you, Jesus,
wicked,
thank you, Jesus,
disgusting, abominable world system.
Come
no
on, preacher.
Killing, no more murder. You can't just be out here partying and getting drunk and acting the way you want to, getting high.
Yeah.
Sex trafficking, molesting children, organ harvesting.
Come on, preacher.
Man, corrupt government, corrupt police, brutality and killing, corrupt court system that put people away for 10, 20, 30 years, almost life. And what's so sad about it, bro, they want to take away all these years of your life and give you $100,000. That ain't no money for you to lose the time. There ain't no money for you to lose the years of your life. You can't get the years of your life back. They should be giving them folks tens of millions of dollars just for taking their time away from them. And then for falsely accusing them and making them guilty. But I'm so glad that we serve a God that's a just God. And he's going to judge righteously. Amen, bro. He's going to judge
righteously. Come on, preacher.
He's going to judge righteously. I got a few more minutes before I turn over to the brother. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and go into Revelation.
Revelation, yeah.
Amen. The 18th chapter. I want to take a look at that. Yeah. Just some verses. Amen. I got to brush up because it's been some time. I went through the whole book of Revelation 1 year, and I have to go back and brush up because I'm going to show you something and put all this stuff together. Amen.
Amen.
Revelation, the 18th chapter, verse 1, verse 2, verse 3. I'm going to read them. Amen. It says, and after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. Amen. Amen. He said the earth was lightened with his glory. How beautiful. We're going to be the same way. You're going to have a glorified body. For 1,000 years, you're going to reign with Christ on the earth. You're going to light up the earth. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We have a brother. I can't wait. And soon and very soon, we are going to see the king.
Come on.
Beautiful garment. Beautiful garment. Whiter than snow.
Whiter than snow.
Amen. Verse 2 of Revelation, the 18th chapter, says, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. And it has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit. Lord have mercy.
Ooh, whoa.
And a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations, not some nations, not half of them, not 75% of them. The Bible says all nations. That's why we say it's a Babylonian system that the whole world falls up under. So many people believe that Babylon is America, Babylon is Europe. And I tell people, no, Babylon is a system that was set up, and when the kingdom of Babylon, ancient Babylon, fell thousands of years ago, that same satanic Luciferian has such success. Amen. Such success in the way that it ran and ruled nations that the devil said, you know what? We're gonna use this system all over the world.
Lord
have mercy. All over the world. Same thing he's been doing. Sex trafficking, organ harvesting, molesting children, killing, murdering, stealing. It ran the religious system, economic system, and a government system. And all these nations around the world got this system behind the curtains. That's all these countries ran.
Come on, preacher.
Amen, brother. You better know they got a religious system.
Yeah.
A they got the government system and
a church
economic
system. Yeah.
That's it. They got a church system. That's all you got to have just to run a country. Your religion, your false religion, your government, your corrupt government, because what they do, they try to act like they are a moral people. That's where your secret societies come in. All these people who are elected, they've been to college, they've been all these little brotherhoods. And while you get where you got the Bilderberg group and all these different corrupt groups, they all come together. They all society. Your president, they all part of some type of secret society. I'm trying to hurry up so I can turn over to the brother. And then you got your economic monetary system, which taxes people.
Brother.
And this monetary economic system says that the rich gets rich, the poor get poor. And how you get rich? The devil said, if you sell your soul to me, I will promise you all this wealth. All this stuff, you sell your soul to me. All these goodies. That's right, bro. All these goodies. Look at all this
cake and candy.
That's all really a bunch of junk, dude. He just tells you a bunch of junk. Amen.
That's what it is.
Amen. That's all it is, bro. Just a bunch of junk. Amen. Junk. I'm going to read verse 3 and turn it over to you. It says, all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication.
Wow.
And the kings of the earth have committed
fornication
with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through
the abundance
of her delicacies. If you want to eat at the table with the devil, with Lucifer, if you want to be rich, you want to be wealthy, sell your soul and do human sacrifice. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
These stars, these entertainers, they do the same thing. They get the money based off of the talents. They get rich. If you want to get rich, you got to sacrifice somebody in your family. Well, don't you know that all these nations, when they kill these children, kidnap these kids and kill them, these mass shootings, those are blood sacrifices. The devil said, you want to keep getting rich? You want to keep living your fancy life while you're breathing?
Yeah.
Give me some souls. And all these nations are giving up these young girls, like the brother said, molesting them, sex trafficking. Then they doing organ harvesting. You see a lot of these some of these girls, they find these bodies out in the cut open. They ain't got the organs and stuff. This stuff is real, y'all. This stuff is real. This ain't false. Disney and this stuff, all these different little companies, they all in this stuff together. They all these big major corporations, they make it seem like they good. All these banks and stuff, they all into this illegal, evil stuff.
Yeah.
Go ahead, doctor, take it away.
Look at here, man. Look at here. You on the ball. You ain't playing with the devil. I know I ain't playing with him.
Right. You ain't either, brother.
This is a critter and a half, man. And anybody that's serving him, they may think they're having a good time. But let me tell you, he's like a cockroach. Woo! And I can prove he's like a cockroach. I don't know
if you've
seen that TV series the other night of the gala host, where they had all these movie stars show out their fashion that they got.
Mm-hmm.
And these fashion, they had them all kind of ways. They had them where the boobs was out. They had it where you see all the way up to your crouch. They had these women coming out with fancy faces. One face looked like a cat. The other one looked like some kind of jawed up monster. And they were prancing around, and they were swinging around. And and the people who loved the world said, ain't that pretty. Ain't she look good. Ain't that this and ain't that that. But you know something? God gave me a sign. At the end of the program, when they're getting ready to shut it down, guess what crossed the floor to show his costume?
Lord,
it was a cockroach.
Mm.
A cockroach ran across where all these movie stars were turning around in a circle. They had this, it looks good to the world, but to the church, anybody that's a saved person, that's like a cockroach. And that proved the point. Most of them people that danced around there is like cockroaches. They look good. They look sweet. They look fantastic. But the cockroach crawled against the floor all the way up to get to the other side, and the man took a picture of it, and then after he took the picture of the cockroach, he stepped on it and smashed it. Well, God's going to do some smashing. God Almighty is going to do a lot of flashes. And let me tell you, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and loving the Lord with all your mind, soul, and heart, and been washed in the blood, I'm going to tell you, you're like a cockroach. You're nasty. And cockroaches go anywhere. And sinners that call themselves Christians go anywhere. But if you're a child of God, been wrapped up in his blood, tied up in his blood, washed in his blood, guess what? God is going to remove the church for those that's born again. My God, this is an awesome night. This is an awesome night. Somebody out there needs Christ. Somebody out there needs Jesus Christ. I'm serious. This ain't no plaything. I'm not here for my fame, no glory. I'm not here, like I said last week, I don't want no pat on my back. I don't want you to say, he's all right. No, I want you to look at your soul and then look at your soul and see what condition you're in. Because let me tell you, if you're not saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, Hollywood already improved it. You're a cockroach. You may look good, smell good, taste good, whatever you think you good. You may be think you so good, good looking. But let me tell you, if you haven't been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, you're cockroaches. And all cockroaches are lost. You got to be changed. And if you haven't been changed and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you need him now. You need him now. Apostle Paul said this, if you confess, let the world know, I confess the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of Jesus Christ. I'll tell it everywhere. I'll tell it in the church. If I have to go in the beer joint, I'll tell it. I'll tell it whoever want to hear. If you don't want to hear, I keep on stepping in your life. Don't go to bed tonight without repenting. Repenting, believing, and accepting and receiving. Except you repent, you shall likewise perish. Don't sell your soul to get rich. Get rich in Jesus Christ. Give up that sin thing. Give up that nasty stuff you've been knowing. That little lie you done told. All that old sneaky stuff that you don't think God knows, but he knows what you're going to do before you do it. You can't hide from him. You can't run from him. You can't tell God what to do. He wants to tell you what to do, and you need to repent. Except wise, you're going to be perished. Apostle Paul said, I don't know no other name given under heaven whereby men can be saved than the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't care what your age. I don't care what your age is. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. We're not on here to do a big show. We're not here to take a collection. We don't have no choir to sing to you, but we got the word of God. Don't miss heaven. Don't miss the rapture. Come on tomorrow night. Amen. I'll be on at 5 o'clock. It'll be 4 o'clock. I think 4 o'clock down here in Texas, over here in Texas. We're going to talk about what are you going to do if you miss the rapture? What should you do?
Amen.
We're gonna talk about what you should do and how you should handle yourself when the rapture occurs. Because a lot of people, they don't know what to do, and they have heard the gospel, but they don't know what to do. Well, we're going to talk about that tomorrow night, what to do. What to do after the rapture in order for you to get saved. And let you know that Jesus Christ still rules and reigns this planet.
Amen.
The devil only has control of it for the last 6,000 years, and God's going to give him one more 70th week. He's going to give him one more 7 years. Let him do what he have to do. And for those that accept the devil and his techniques, and they lose their soul, they're going to hell. For those that accept Jesus Christ and repent of their sin, they're going to be going to heaven. I hope I see somebody that I've spoken to and the brother Tim Jackson I've spoken to convince you. And we're going to convince you until Jesus comes. We ain't going to stop preaching this gospel until Jesus comes. Hell will have to freeze over. Hell will freeze over before I stop. Now,
There's going to be a lot. We know hell can't be frozen. So you're going to hear what thus says the Lord, not what Brother Bazaar said, or not what Brother Tim Jackson said. This is what God's word is going to say. I want Brother Tim to close it out with the altar to bring somebody in, whoever have listened to this, that want to accept Jesus Christ right now. Go, Brother Tim.
Amen. Amen. All glory be to the God, brother. Once again, I'd like to thank you for being on here with me. Amen. Like you said, the hour is near. Amen. We don't have time to play. Amen. We don't. We know that time is running out. And we want those that are not saved to become saved. Amen.
Amen.
I want to share some scriptures with you all. Amen. I want to share some scriptures with you, see if I can find it. Amen. Romans, the third chapter, verse 9. This is Romans, the third chapter, verse 9. Paul wrote, and it says, "What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise." In other words, are we that say that we love God and believe God, are we better than those who say they don't love God? No, we're not. We're not better than you. The same God is over the believers is the same God over the non-believers. He's still your God.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. Not the rebel. Amen. And he's rich unto all, meaning that he give you salvation. If he can save my soul, like the brother said, we all low down, dirty, no good for nothing. If he can save me, amen,
help us, Lord.
You best believe he can save me. If you say you sold your soul to the devil, I say so what? The devil ain't got the rights to your soul, no way. God does. Amen.
Yeah.
The only way that the devil can have your soul was if you just let him. Amen. God has given you. Amen. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given you the power to become saved. And it's so simple to get saved. It's easier to learn how to drive a car than to get saved.
Yeah.
Amen. Like the brother said, all this nonsense folks is preaching, talking about it ain't no such thing. Once saved, always saved. I dealt with that too. I've had many people, preachers, try to tell me that there's no such thing. I said, well, what Bible are they reading and studying out of?
Where are they coming from?
That's right, brother. Where are they coming from with that? They ain't been able to show me yet where in the Bible where it says that you can lose your salvation. Here's one for you. It's called eternal life. It's called eternal life for a reason. It's called eternal life because once you have it for all eternity, and there's no
all
such
eternity.
Thing that you can lose your salvation. We talking about the power of God. There's nothing more powerful than in existence than God. Amen. Amen. God is more powerful than anything that you can imagine. God loves us so much. Watch this. I want you to know that the salvation is a gift.
Gift.
Amen. If somebody gives you a gift, there's two things that I've always known about a gift, brother. Number one, it's free, and I've never had nobody take a gift back from me.
Come on.
See, that's a gift. A gift. That's why it's called eternal life, because it's a gift. He gives it to you freely. Not only is it free, but it's yours for all eternity.
Ooh,
and God will never
bless the Lord.
Amen. Praise him, brother. That's how much he loves us. Now, I want to share some more scriptures. I'm going to close it out. Romans, the third chapter, verse 21. This is what verse 21 says. But now the righteousness of Yahweh without the law is manifested. In other words, it's made known, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Verse 22 says, even the righteousness of Yahweh, which is by faith of Yeshua, Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Verse 23 says, for all, not some, not half, not a few, all have sinned and come short of the glory of Yahweh. That means that I ain't got no business looking down on nobody out there in the world. I love you. I'm praying for you. I'm hoping for you that you change and come to this side. This is the winning side. You got eternal life for all eternity. Amen. Amen.
Come on.
He said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of Yahweh. Now, I want to share something else with you real quick.
Go ahead, brother.
I have to share this with you. Let me go to Romans, the 10th chapter. Romans 10 and 9. Amen. Here it is right here. It's called the plan of salvation. If you want to become saved, all you have to do is this. Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 9. Just do this. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Yeshua and shalt believe in thine heart that Yahweh hath raised